Supermarket shelves could remain empty for some time yet, with high COVID case numbers continuing to impact on supply chains. Unions are meeting today and are again calling on the government to do more to help with rapid testing. It's a similar message from employers, with the trucking industry warning of continuing disruptions in the weeks ahead. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Another week and the same problems persist.
The biggest thing facing us at the moment is staff shortages, and that's driven by close contacts and the testing that's required.
David Smith is the chair of the Australian Trucking Association. He estimates between 30 to 40% of staff aren't working at the moment.
The shortage of staff isn't going to fix itself in the next couple of weeks.
In an attempt to get more people back to work, isolation rules have changed for close contacts who are asymptomatic, allowing staff in some sectors, such as transport, healthcare and logistics, to go back to work if they get the all-clear on rapid antigen tests. David Smith says in theory it helps with workforce shortages, but in practice...
Look, simply, we can't get enough to do that. So that is a really big underlying problem with this new scheme.
Federal and state governments are ordering kits to be used in specific circumstances like testing centres and healthcare, but they're not being provided directly to business, nor are free kits being posted out to households like they are in the UK. Sally McManus is the secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions.
That's a failed policy. It's one that is leading to every person for themselves. We will have businesses competing against each other, and indeed, as we know already, competing for those RATS tests against the governments that need them for frontline workers in healthcare.
Today, more than 30 union groups, from teachers to nurses, will discuss what more can or should be done to help workers.
What we should be doing is a sensible thing like other countries did, which is mail every single person a couple of boxes of RATS tests so that if you get symptoms, you can test yourself at home.
David Smith is happy for businesses to foot some of the bill, but says the government needs to help source and subsidise the kits.
I think for some smaller operators, it would be a fair cost burden, and it would be good to see some of those guys get them, you know, even at a lesser charge.
High COVID case numbers are forcing some businesses to close their doors, and unions say that affects healthy staff too, because they can't even go to work.
We've never, ever seen so many sick people or the workforce being sick all at once. So other people are also losing hours in their jobs because of it.
As for your next trip to the supermarket or the hardware store, prepare to change what you want, because David Smith says a shortage in workers across the trucking industry won't get sorted overnight.
Right at the moment, this would be the least efficient I've ever seen the food chain operating at the moment. The product is there. Where we're struggling is staff to be able to process that product from the start right through to the store to the finish, all the way through the entire food chain. The product's there. We've just got to get it to the store.
That's David Smith, the chair of the Australian Trucking Association, ending that report by Stephanie Boris.